More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
Well, a very good evening, and it's Magic Indulgence, the show where we invite a celebrity guest to indulge in some of their favourite magic music. And our guest this week is Sally Lindsay. Sally, welcome.
Hello.
Really looking forward to catching up with you over the next 60 minutes.
Oh, lovely.
Getting some of your very famous song tastes as well. I think you've got some good ones in there.
Yeah.
We'll talk fully in a moment. Let's get your first song choice on, though. You're the Best Thing from Style Council. Why that one?
Well, my husband-to-be is the drummer on it, so it's a good choice because if you play it, we get a few pennies.
All right, so we'll take a cut
and
the
it's
other
a great
end.
Song.
You're the Best Thing there from Style Council. It's Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. And my special guest tonight, Sally Lindsay, Paella Bakewell in Wallace and Gromit. Now, yeah. Sally, we'll obviously go back. Everyone wants to hear about the Corrie days because everyone always does.
That's fine.
But let's start with Wallace and Gromit because you got this part. And Nick Parker, I understand, heard you on the radio talking about anything and he just thought, this is the voice.
That was what happened. I was talking with my friend Mark Radcliffe, and he does a radio show too, Like Your Good Self, and we were jabbering away, and Nick was driving back from Bristol, and he had the said radio station on, and went, that's the voice for me. It was literally like that. And then I got a call a couple of days saying, would I be interested in working with Aardman? And I went, who's Aardman? Because I'm rubbish and don't know anything. And my agent went, don't be ridiculous. Aardman, you know, Wallace and Gromit. I went, oh, OK. So I thought I might be one of the sheep on Shaun the Sheep. But no, I was going to be the new big bird, his next girlfriend.
The big star. So
she's a big bird as well,
she's really big.
She's a big old lump.
And it's so one of those things really that, you know, you think these things don't happen anymore, but they really do. He just heard you and thought, this is it.
Well, I thought it was sort of, you know, Hollywood stars that you can get, which you would, because it's brilliant. So I was very shocked, you know, that it was me, to be honest. I was kept going, are you sure? You know, and every sort of interview I had before, you know, obviously we were discussing it before and what voice I'd do. And I just sort of like, I was sort of pinching myself when I walked out and I thought, oh, blimey. Kate Winslet was the last person he worked with, you know. It's ridiculous.
So when you're doing it, did you feel like you were acting? I mean, of course, you're acting to some extent, but are you using your sort of regular voice or how?
Oh, no. Paella's, she's sort of very posh and then she goes really northern at the end when she starts killing people.
Doesn't sound like a massive stretch for you.
No, not really. No, very northern at the end. That bit was all right. No, we just created this sort of a thing between me and Mick. Nick had strong ideas and I sort of developed in those ideas, really. So, and it worked really well. We did really well at Christmas when it went out. So we were very pleased with it.
That's wonderful. We'll talk more about the DVD later. But first, let's get another of your song choices on. Phil Collins and Against All Odds. Tell us about this one.
I love this song. And I know it's not trendy to like Phil Collins, but he's actually a genius. And I don't care who knows it because I think he's absolutely brilliant and he's a cracking drummer. And drumming is a big thing in my life, whether I like it or not, getting married to one. So, and he's a cracking drummer. So good on you, Phil. We love this.
So Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. We've already heard a fantastic song and an amazing drummer earlier on the show tonight, Phil Collins. And Sally, as you recently referred to, you are getting married to Steve White,
uh-huh.
A drummer extraordinaire. And that's obviously brought you very much into the musician's world, has it?
It's a funny old world, the drumming world, because everybody knows everybody else. And Says the actress, yes, I know. Mm. But it's even more tiny, you know. And so Steve probably knows every drummer in every band in the country, which is always, you know, I just say, oh, do you know that band? And you'll know the drummer.
Is it like the Seven Steps to Kevin Bacon game? You always get to a drummer.
Three.
And so did you end up going to, you know, big dodgy nightclubs and caverns and watching big bands and new and upcoming bands?
I do like, I love going to see him gig and I think it's a really nice thing and he's such a fantastic drummer anyway. But it is a nice little world. It's a different world than the acting world. It's a little bit wilder, let's put it that way, the old rock stars.
Doesn't take a great leap of imagination, does
no,
it?
No, but it's fun to have a watch, but it's good to go home.
Everything But the Girl, he says, going from one extreme to the other, because I don't think they've had many wild nights in their lives, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know with bands, I suppose. Yeah. But we're going to play I Don't Want to Talk About It. And what does this mean to you, this one?
Well, I remember hearing this when I was in university, and I just thought it was the most beautiful song, not knowing that it was actually a Rod Stewart original, and which I love that version as well. But I think what they do with it is sometimes covers just sound exactly the same, and this is a completely different feel and a different ambiance to it, and I love it. I think it's a great song.
So it's Magic Indulgence Sunday evening, and my special guest Sally Lindsay, who's one of the the Stars, the new DVD in Wallace and Gromit, starring as Paella Bakewell. It's a great name, that, isn't it?
I know, Paella Bakewell.
Where do you come up with this stuff? It's brilliant.
It's fantastic.
But obviously, I guess most people would know you from your star days in Coronation Street.
Yes,
and as somebody that sat here, in fact, in the indulgence chair over the last year with Julie Goodyear and William Roach as well, they were both saying that, you know, however long you're there, and obviously William just takes it to a whole new level,
absolutely,
it really must get into your blood. And do you miss it a couple of years on? It's about 2-3 years on now,
isn't it? It'll be 3 years in August.
Three, right.
I mean, I've been that busy since. I start rehearsing for my 8th play in June. So I've been that busy back to back that I've not really thought about it. But I will always be Shelley to the nation, even
yes.
if I go and win an Oscar, which I doubt. Oh, Wallace Groat might though.
Yeah,
you never
exactly,
know. I might
yeah.
do. Might, yeah. I might be. My voice
stage.
Might. Yes. But it doesn't matter what you do because it's so in. It's sort of in. It's in the fabric of the nation, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you usually get, you know, oh, I wish they'd call me by my own name, but then you just get actually, it's because the character works so well, you can't really moan about it, really.
What was it as massive a springboard as you hoped it might be?
It was even bigger. I mean, when I started, it was a door you can't go back through. Really, you're instantly famous. I mean, it takes about a year for them to know who you are, but you know, people used to stare at me in the street after literally 2-3 weeks being on air. It's the weirdest feeling in the world, and you know the heat goes off when you do leave, everybody says that, but only really about 20%. You still always be Shelley to people,
yeah,
you know?
and of course a very, very high workload on something like that,
yeah,
now.
It was, I mean, when you're a barmaid or a landlady, as I turned into, when you're a landlady, you're in all the time, so even if you're not in your storyline, which I always was, I was sort of the link to everybody else's storyline. So it's a tough job. I mean, me and Denise Welsh and Corrie Barmaids and have talked about this, that you are literally the canteen cat and do those
hours. Do you have a little club?
We moan a lot, you know, even though it's the best job in the world, we like to have a moan about it.
It's what actors do, isn't it,
oh,
darling? What
yes.
actors do.
Desperate to get a job and then you want to get off it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But that's the nature of the beast, isn't it? Next song choice, Sally. We're going to do Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. Fantastic record.
Just a great song. I got into Fleetwood Mac when I was about 16, 17, thinking they were a modern band like you do. And found out they're ancient, but absolutely brilliant. Love them.
Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. My special guest this evening, Sally Lindsay. Now, Sally, you're a Stockport girl, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I'm originally from Manchester, but I live in Stockport. And I live in London and Stockport. But yes, I've got a house there. Love
yep.
it.
And moving on to sort of between the Corrie days and up to the present day, a lot of people will know you from Phoenix Nights, being yeah. big mates with Peter,
mm-hmm.
Peter Kay, and being in the video for Amarillo.
Yes, it's all gone a bit mad again. There was a thing on the other night, wasn't there? I didn't even know about. And I said to Peter, text Peter going, what's that? And he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you on it. Yeah, you're on the telly. So, you know.
How did you two get to know each other then?
What happened... I was in a show called Girls Night Out, was at the Opera House, and he brought his mum Deirdre to see it, and afterwards he said, I thought you were dead funny, do you want to be in my thing? And I said, I can't because I'm touring, but we just kept really good friends after that, and that's, God, we're both 35 now, 36 this year, me and Pete, so it'll be 12 years ago. Oh no, it's that long. Yeah, 12 years ago.
It is, isn't it? But his mother's become quite a star as well on the shows, isn't
Deirdre,
she?
Deirdre, yeah, she's gorgeous.
Does she come along to all of them?
Yeah. She's dead support. I think she's a bit sick of it now.
Mm.
But she's a lovely, lovely,
like,
lovely
you're coming
lady.
Along now, you're part of the show, Mum.
She's a lovely lady and identical to him. They're just, you know, I was worried about them being in the same room together. That, like, is hilarious.
Right. Yeah. Gosh, that must be quite a strange thing
it
to
is
see.
Strange.
Sally, what are your sort of personal music tastes? And obviously you're hearing a few of your favourites tonight. And if you're getting home from a hard day's filming or acting or whatever, what are you going to put on when you get home?
I love Kate Bush. I absolutely love Kate Bush, and I love Elbow at the moment. That's
okay,
really
yes.
rocking my boat. There's not much that since Amy Winehouse that has actually made me sit up and listen and actually go out and download. You know, I absolutely love it. I think it's fantastic. So yeah, that at the moment.
And a bit of UB40 and Chrissie Hynde next, and I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, love this tune. Reminds me of me and my best friend Claire being far too drunk when we were too young and singing this in my mum's living room when she thought we were in bed.
Sally Lindsay, my special guest on Magic and Dolls tonight at Magic 105.4. Sally, anything, sort of any stone left unturned for you that you'd love to do? I mean, obviously, yeah, the Wallace and Gromit thing, but we're just talking about sort of TV ratings and how big it is generally. Mm. Obviously, it's going to be a massive DVD. We hope that's going to happen for you. But in terms of anything else, is there something you really want to do? Anyone left that you'd like to work with? Within the realms of reality.
Well, yeah, anybody alive. Mm. Yes, I've always had a dream to work with Julie Walters at some point in my life because she's been my absolute inspiration from being young. But a dream's coming true this year because I'm having a play written for me for the Royal Exchange in Manchester.
Wow.
So that's a dream come true. There was a dream come true playing there last year and now I'm back again, so that's fantastic. And also I want to carry on my comedy. We've just got a new commission, amazingly in this day and age, for Scallywagger, which is the sketch show I do for BBC Three. So we've just found out we've got the commission for that and that's in August. So this year I get to do things that I really like. I'm very, very lucky. But I don't really have any ambitions. I just, whatever comes next and do I like it and isn't it brilliant? And it's just been fantastic since I left, really. I've been very lucky.
Yeah, picking and choosing the projects as you can, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, and what comes in, really. You know, I've done Shakespeare, my first musical, my first animation, obviously.
And nothing left in Mamma Mia the movie for you. That would have been fantastic.
What's all
and
that
you'd
about?
Have got to
I've
work
never
with
got
Julie
the call,
call, wouldn't you?
I know.
What
I
a
love
film.
I love
Isn't she great in that?
I love it. And I keep saying, actually, I think she probably thinks I'm a bit of a stalker, so I better shut up about it.
No, we'll get you together. George Michael next then, and Heal the Pain. What about this one?
This reminds me of my brother Chris, who is a massive George Michael fan, actually sounds when he sings like him. And he recently, my best friend Sue, had a 40th birthday party and he came as George Michael and looked like him. And it was like, you could see he was just his life's ambition to be George Michael. So this is for Chris.
Sunday evening's Magic Indulgence set at Magic 105.4. Well, no doubt you've been hearing through the week a chance to win tickets to the Fantastic Science Museum exhibition on at the moment. Lots of Wallace and Gromit characters down there. If you're a big fan of the show, maybe you have visited already. If not, certainly want to visit. It's going to be on all the way to November, so plenty of time to see it. And what about that? Sally Lindsay, our guest tonight, immortalised down there. What do you think about that?
I'm immortalised in the Science Museum. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's very exciting.
I'm definitely
isn't it?
Going down.
And the DVD is out now. It's a great title. It's all the Wallace and Gromit titles, always clever, yeah. Aren't they? A Matter of Loaf and Death.
Yes.
Have you seen the finished product?
Yes, well, I saw it like everyone else on Christmas Day, but I hadn't seen it before then, to be honest. I'd seen snippets of it and was so excited, and I couldn't wait. I couldn't hardly breathe when it came out on Sunday, on Christmas Day, but it went very well. So we were very, very pleased with it.
Is it pretty weird to hear your voice coming out of an animated character like that?
Yeah, so weird.
It takes some getting used
because
to.
Because people don't really know it's me, because it sounds, obviously I'm acting, but it's It sounds so different, and she's such her own character, and then she turns into a nutter at the end. So I sort of started to realise it was me by then.
Yeah, yeah.
When she's been the nutter at the end, that's when I thought it sounded like me. But apart from that, I didn't. Yeah, it was weird.
And Peter Sallis sounds like an absolutely lovely chap, and because he must be mid 80s now.
He's 88 this year.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. I mean, I've worked with older people before, like obviously Betty behind the bar, and she's 89 this year. And she just never seems to get old. And Peter Sallis is exactly the same. You know, he had a little twinkle in his eyes, doing a little bit of flirt. He was fantastic. And he's really dapper, and he's got his little flight marble arch, and he's very, old school. He's fantastic. Yeah, 87, amazing.
Look, we've got time for one more before you disappear. John Paul Young and Love Is In The Air. We're going to finish on a real feel-good upbeat song.
Yeah, I love this song. And I love it because it's of the sort of the Tony Christie sort of era, put a jacket on and big band and let's do a big song. And I love that. It's brilliant.
John Paul Young there and Love Is In The Air on Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. Well, Sally Lindsay, been an absolute pleasure having you in here. Very best of luck with the DVD. I'm sure it's going to be flying off the shelves, Wallace and Gromit.
Thank you very much. I love magic, so thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'm glad, and you can certainly come back again because I know, we're going through the songs earlier and there's plenty more where that came from, so we'll get you in again in a few months.
Fabulous, thank
see
you.
How
I'd
you're
love
doing.
To come.
It's your international rise to stardom via Wallace and Gromit continues.
Yes.
Sally, thanks a lot for coming in. Magic Indulgence back next Sunday evening, and after the news at 8, it will be Mellow Magic at Magic 105.4.
You've been listening to Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than. Doing more. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.